so the strangulator didn't even bother to inject him. It just swallowed him whole, alive, just as he was, Stormblade and all. In fascinated horror, Hiccup watched the now awake and struggling form of Alvin travelling down the strangulator's transparent throat. So, thought Hiccup, the eater of human flesh is eating himself. Isn't fate artistic? Sometimes it is harder to force yourself to stand still than it is to run away, but Hiccup knew that he wouldn't have a chance if he tried to escape. This animal was just too big. So Hiccup froze, in the hope that the creature's eyesight was poor, like other beasts that lived solely underground. Hiccup was probably right, but one of those constantly moving tentacles accidentally bumped into him, and as soon as it made contact with his warm body, it automatically wrapped itself around Hiccup and lifted him into the air. "A plan!" Fishlegs shouted out wildly from below. "You need a fiendishly clever plan!" "Thank you, Fishlegs," said Hiccup, his mind flicking about like a shrimp in a net and trying to ignore the terrible squeezing around his chest. "I'm aware of that. Toothless, come up here." The tentacles were turning Hiccup over and over. Toothless flapped up and hovered as close as he could. Hiccup shouted something into the little dragon's ear.
"That's a terrible plan," moaned Toothless, shaking his head.
"Just do as you're told for once in your life," yelled Hiccup. While the creature remained unconscious of having caught anything, he still stood a chance of escape. With his sword, he jabbed away at the sticky tentacle that was encircling his trunk, and it seemed to be loosening. Way down at the bottom of the treasure mound, Fishlegs was frantically trying to be helpful. In front of him, there lay a heavily bejeweled monstrosity of a sword. Despite the fact that it was nearly as big as himself, Fishlegs managed to pick it up from the floor. Purple in the face with extraordinary effort, he lifted it high, high above his head, ready to launch it at the creature's stomach. Unfortunately, the backward momentum of the sword was so great that Fishlegs toppled very slowly backwards with it. There was a bronze shield on the floor behind him, and he landed on it with such force that he knocked himself out. The noise of Fishlegs' head connecting with the shield caught the creature's attention, and light finally dawned in its dull eyes, which swam into focus on Hiccup. Its tentacles gripped strongly, and escape became impossible.
"More food?" it mused to itself.
"Not food," Hiccup shouted out. "I'm poisonous, very, very poisonous."
"Poisonous?" hissed the creature. "It speaks and is poisonous, is it? I'm poisonous. See?"
And it waved the deadly plunger of its tail menacingly in front of Hiccup.
"Don't like it when the food speaks," whined the creature to itself. "Is tricksy when it speaks. Kill it quickly before it tricks me."
It wrapped its tentacles a little tighter around Hiccup in order to suffocate him.